proclamation number 6955 dated the October 26, 1957. Attainment of childship to God only on this earth. Only on earth is it possible for you to attain the highest degree of perfection, so that you, as God's true children, will be able to enter into supreme happiness. Earth is the place of education for the spiritual essence which makes the greatest demands on the human being's will. All places of education in the entire universe serve to mature the souls, and they can also help them to achieve immeasurable bliss, but only the process across earth can gain the being the childship to God, a degree of happiness which signifies a direct influx of strength and light, utmost proximity to the Heavenly Father and the beholding of Him face to face in all glory. There are so many different degrees of blissfulness in the Kingdom of Light, and it already denotes happiness and bliss if a being has found admission to the realm of light at all. But the degree of bliss can constantly increase, and this concept cannot be easily explained to you humans as long as your thinking is still limited, as long as you still live on earth. However, you can nevertheless be educated to strive for the highest goal that can be achieved by your life on earth. You shall know and believe that God has embedded you on this earth precisely because He wants to prepare an inconceivably magnificent fate for you, but which you have to acquire for yourselves, which He cannot just give you, but He is providing you with all possibilities to make sure that you can attain the goal. The souls which travel the path across this earth have already ascended from the lowest abyss. They have left such an appalling path of suffering behind themselves that they are indeed sufficiently prepared to still travel the last short path. But precisely this last time of trial is dangerous, since after the infinitely long time of extremely painful constraint they now sense a certain amount of freedom and can easily misuse it. Especially this earth is a place of temptation, because the embodied souls on this earth have been the most loyal followers of God's adversary, which He doesn't want to release, and thus He constantly influences the souls which strive to ascend. But if these once most loyal followers of the fallen original spirit can detach themselves from His bondage, then a really wonderful fate will await them, for then the change from God's living creation into God's child will have taken place. But this also necessitates complete dedication to God, a total change of their nature, a shaping into a high degree of love, hence an extremely difficult and sorrowful earthly life, if it is to lead to the goal. But only few people will reach this high degree of perfection. Nevertheless, the path across earth will be more highly valued by God than a path across other places of development which offer easier conditions for the beings yet also grant them happiness and bliss as long as they fulfill the tasks required of them in all these schools of divine love. All souls shall return again, and their bliss consists of the fact that there will be no end, that the being will constantly strive in order to constantly receive fulfillment, that the bliss, too, will forever increase, which God is bestowing on those who approach Him. However, people on earth don't know what they are able to attain through their earthly life. They don't know that they can pass over and hold intermediate stages, that it is possible for them to gain a place at the Father's heart which will eternally compensate them for the most difficult earthly fate, for a life on earth which almost seems unbearable to them. God therefore has embodied Himself as a human being on earth in order to demonstrate to people what kind of life a person ought to live in order to attain the highest goal. He has shown to them that it is possible to so spiritualize the soul through love and suffering, that it can completely merge with God, in order to then be and remain forever indescribably happy in total union with the Father. Amen.